Hesitation set in as I pressed my finger to the doorbell. What if they think I'm ugly? What if I'm not in the mood? Sweat dripped from my armpits and my crotch felt drier than the desert. Why did I agree to this? My mind raced, and I was a split second away from going into flight mode when the door opened. I was greeted by a smiling couple no older than 30. "Rebecca," the gorgeous man asked. I nodded. Holy shit, this guy was hot. "Great. I'm John, and this is my wife, Hera." A slim woman stepped out from behind him. Her face was sunken, but still flawless with no makeup. "I'm much prettier than her." "John and Hera Johnson?" I verified. "We don't use our real names just in case we ran into someone we know. Want to come in, or would you rather do this on the front lawn?" I looked at the landing strip of grass and proceeded inside. My thoughts started to fade as I toured the quaint condo. 3 levels, living, kitchen, bedroom. "And the basement is where we'll be spending the night," John told me as we finished the tour. They both caught on to my nervousness. Hera rubbed my shoulders to ease the tension, and the touch barrier was broken. All bets were off now. I acted in the mood more than I really was, which was near nothing. I opened my eyes and could see John was really into this. I stopped Hera before it went any further. "I'm sorry, this is my first time. Are there rules that we should go over?" John smiled and took my hand. He led me into the basement, and his wife followed. He pulled back a curtain and revealed a true sex dungeon on steroids. I imagined something like this in the Playboy Mansion or the set of a porno, but not here in my city. There was lavish silk couches, a wall of toys that looked like alien probes, and enough lube to satisfy, like, a herd of horses, and a minibar, to start things off. He poured both of us dry martinis and proceeded with the rules. 1. The safe word is, and will always be, olive. 2. Always ask before doing. 3. Yes only means yes if you say it twice. Only go in the back room if you're ready. As I read that last rule, John pointed to a locked door in the back of the room. But since this was my first threesome, I wasn't going to ask about it. I assumed it was one of those situations where if you have to ask, you aren't ready. I was fine with the rules. These people seemed prepared and experienced. Was I going to live up to their expectations? Before I could even take the first sip of my drink, Hera kissed me on the lips. Not just a peck, but a full-fledged lip-sucking kiss. I was taken back, but didn't stop her in fear of ruining the night. Once she was done, I downed half my martini. Olive? Oh, where are my manners? Here you go. John dropped 2 olives in my drink. Cute. I thought that was the safe word, though. And aren't we always supposed to ask before doing anything? John's smile dissipated. His eyebrows furrowed, and he looked long and hard at Hera. She cowered like a dog. But then I noticed he wasn't looking at her. He was looking through her. His gaze was set on the back room. I wanted to break the tension quickly before things got out of hand. But I liked it. Smiles were back on, and we all drank plenty. But I still wasn't in the mood. I really thought this was going to be something that I enjoyed. I could sense that they were feeling my wandering thoughts and just came out with it. "I don't love my husband anymore." They weren't shocked. No, it was almost the opposite. They were excited. Hera and John looked at me as if they had just found their golden fucking ticket. "There's nothing sexier than a married woman in distress," John told me. Hera couldn't stop staring at me. I was finally getting turned on. The way her eyes looked my body up and down, the simple biting of her lower lip, and the way she caressed her own thighs. I lunged at her. Hera was a little surprised, but then gave herself completely to me. I was in her hands now and could have my way with her. I only experimented once with a girl in college, and it was after a few drinks. Many years later, and I was going back to my experimenting days after not feeling loved in a long time. "You two have fun. I'll be right back," John said as he left the room. We ripped off each other's tops and explored. Her boobs were much larger than mine, but if I'm going to gloat, I'd say mine were more perfect. Nevertheless, I was enjoying myself, was on the brink of climax already, just as I was about to push her back to take a break. Where is that coming from? Hera looked at me nervously. She knew exactly where, but so did I. We both looked at the locked door in the back of the room. She shook her head as footsteps came back downstairs. "Don't tell him, or you won't ever leave," she whispered. I put my shirt back on and ran over to the bar. I collected my things and tried to make a quick exit. "Where are you off to? The party just started!" John couldn't contain his excitement. I don't think I'm ready for this. Not yet. John could sense something was off. He looked to Hera for verification, and that's when I saw my second confirmation of something is fucked up here for the night. Hera held down her hands, then curled her fists and touched wrists. "Rebecca, what happened while I was upstairs?" John asked calmly. I shook my head. "Nothing. We just kissed a little." "It doesn't sound like nothing. I know when my doll is hiding something. If you don't tell me, I'm going to hurt her." My mouth dropped. I knew this was a bad idea. I knew I didn't have long to think before he would demand an answer, and I sure didn't want to find out what was being hidden in that back room. I acted quickly. My period. I just got my period. "You said it wasn't your time of the month when you answered the ad." It wasn't, but I mean, sometimes it's unpredictable. I'm really sorry. John was defeated and upset. His perfect night quickly came to an end, but I don't think he was going to give up that quickly. He tiptoed to the bar and poured himself a strong one, down the hatch with one gulp. "I need to leave, but we can reschedule." "Show me," he politely said. I cocked my head and my eyes bulged. "John, that's inappropriate," Hera said softly. The look he gave her was one I never wanted to see in my life. And I wouldn't after this night was over. I felt bad for Hera, knowing he's probably put her through some pretty tough shit. The way he looked at her, talked to her, and threatened her was enough to make my blood boil. "I'll just use the bathroom quick, and you can see my stained underwear." I knew he wanted me to drop pants right then and there, but he gave me the liberty of some privacy. Once in the bathroom, I needed to act fast to save us both. I dug around the drawers and shower, no razor blades or anything remotely sharp. I backed up against the wall and hit my head pretty good on the tile. That's when something caught my attention. In the garbage, there was a used razor. I grabbed it and shoved my pants down. I cut a small slit on my thigh and dabbed it on my underwear. This should be convincing enough. A little pain to save my life from God knows what. When I got out of the bathroom, they were both waiting for me behind the bar. Hera looked to be on the verge of tears, and John was as stone-faced as could be. I bellied up to the bar and slid my panties across like illegal drugs. "What you asked for, sir." Man, I can be a smug little bitch. John picked them up and sniffed them. His eyes went in the back of his head. He opened them up and was almost surprised to see the bloodstain. He stared at them for a moment, then slid them back. "Convincing, but you forgot to cover up the cut on your thigh." I was appalled. How could he have known that? He whispered in Hera's ear, and I snuck a quick glance between my legs. Oh, shit! There was a bloodstain leaking down my pants. "Listen, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but I really do have to leave. You have no right to permit me from leaving," I firmly told him. "You aren't going anywhere." "Fuck you!" I stomped away from the bar and got halfway upstairs before I was ripped back by my hair. I flew down the stairs and landed on my ass. I was then whipped around and a ball gag was shoved in my mouth. Before I could rip it out, I was handcuffed. Hera just stared at me from behind the bar. We both knew she could be of no help to me. John was far too strong and too controlling. I started to weep, but John showed me no mercy. "You're going to choke on your cries. That gag isn't coming out, so you better stop that right now." I couldn't believe this. Was I going to die here? Who were these people, really? John got down on a knee and pulled a small puff of paper from his pocket. He sniffed it from a distance and drew his head back instantly. He then held it up to my nose. I woke up in darkness. It was quiet with the exception of a light dripping. Water, blood. I felt fine, so I assumed it wasn't me bleeding, but was it someone else? As I felt around and listened more, that's when I heard the breathing, deep and rhythmic. Not like my own or anyone's I've heard in my life. The ball gag was still in my mouth, so the most I could muster up was a light squeal as something grabbed my ankle. This thing reached up my thighs, past my chest, and up to my mouth. It pulled on the ball gag and ripped it out of my mouth. I breathed heavily and still couldn't see. Who would talk first? After what felt like a lifetime, I finally mustered up the courage to say, "Olive?" Silence, but only for a moment. "Rebecca?" the voice said back. "Oh, Jesus, why did you have to scare me like that?" Olive laughed. She was always a prankster. "I knew this was the right place when they told me the safe word. Did you find a way out yet?" I asked. My lifetime friend grabbed my hand and pulled me along a wall. We stopped, and she took my hand and put it up against a large slab of wood. This was the door, all right. "So, how do we get out of here?" "We moan," she told me. "He's a nympho, and if he thinks we're going at it, he'll bust down the door and, well, sounds like a plan." We moaned. Oh, we moaned, all right. We gave the performance of a lifetime, complete with most of the dirty words I would say to my husband and, well, a few new ones she taught me. I was never one for dirty play, but this was actually, sincerely, turning me on. It worked like a charm. The door ripped open and he grabbed us both by our hair. That fucker was going to pay for this pain he put us through. As he pulled us to the ground, I heard Hera squeal. "She has a phone!" Shit. Olive let her phone slip out of her pocket. I tried to grab it, but John stomped on my hand. I think he actually broke it, too. Olive could see the pain in my eyes. She jumped up on John and rammed her thumbs into his eye sockets. He screamed out in pure agony as blood flowed from his face. Hera only watched in horror. She knew she would get hers next. Oh, she may have acted innocent, but she was a major player in this too. As John kept on screaming, I grabbed the phone and checked the battery. Oh shit, it's out. We gotta go now. Olive let go of John as he fell to the floor, still screaming. We grabbed our shit and stopped just before running upstairs. Olive blew a kiss to Hera. "Thanks for the fun, darling." And we were on our way. We got outside and into my car. I threw it in drive and we peeled out of there. Ugh, I can't keep this up. I went through 4 houses this time. Olive only laughed and lit a cigarette. She sucked on the filter and blew the smoke out of a cracked window. "I promise I'll bring protection next time. You're just lucky I had my cell phone." We both shared a laugh to that, but deep down, I was hoping I'd gotten a little further. The excitement was the only reason I actually did this for her. Not every friendship in life is going to be meaningful or unique, but Olive, she was unique. Might be the only friend I'll ever have that takes fantasy to the absolute limits. It's gotten her in trouble more than a few times, and even though the couples establish rules, safe words, boundaries, she prefers to be locked up and left for dead. That's where I come in. I was the savior, the one called upon to make sure that she actually made it out alive. I've gotten pretty far with some couples, and a few others weren't willing to be a part of her game. I enjoyed the ones that took it to a new level. I've always wondered if some of these people were real sickos and not just playing a game. But there's no real fun in wondering. It's the excitement that gets me. In some ways, I'm part of her fetish, and I've developed my own. Maybe one day, she can rescue me.